from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live here on the road again. Our first Football Friday of the season, and it brings us here to East River 9. Easy to get to, man. Just come on down that long road, and you'll be in one of the coolest spots in the city. And Clint is in the building. I see Tyler is in the building as well. And you can be in the building here, and our raffle is up. What people got a chance to win a foursome?
Yeah, you can win a foursome out here at East River 9, we'll be raffling that off. I guess Ron will tell you what time that is, but the fine folks here, not only can you come out and enjoy a few drinks, but tremendous bar setting here, the menu's solid. We just had a nice little bite to eat. If the weather permits, you can win a free round of golf for you and three buddies.
We get a chance to party.
That's right, man. So come on out here, and our raffle table is right next to us, and you'll just put that in the box. I see some people already fill their names out, put it in the raffle box for their chance to win the foursome. Let's do it in the 4 o'clock hour. Why not, man? Let's do it in the 4 o'clock hour. Let's hook somebody up then. And it'll be a good time out here. So get on out here. You got to be in person to win that thing. I'm telling you, somebody yesterday, they left. They filled it out. They left, and their name was called first to win them tickets to the Bears game against the Texans, and they wasn't in attendance. And we had to go on to the next person.
I'm going to tell you, Tyler left. He introduced himself and left, and then I hate to tell
great
you, Tyler,
name.
But he had a chance to win the cooler, but he wasn't there. And then I think there, what'd you say, there was two or three people that missed on the tickets.
Yeah, that's tough. And somebody said, hey, they just left. They just left. Well, yeah, they fresh out. So get on out here, have a good time, and hang out with us and give you a chance to win. All right, man, the season has started. We got a lot to talk about with the Texans as they get ready to face the Indianapolis Colts, and their season gets off. But last night, things kicked off in the NFL. Hey, you said it was an appointment TV, and you had to watch. You talk about soap opera. I mean, to the very, very end, until it went to the officials in the booth, and the Chiefs won by a toenail, 27-20. And all I could think about were people who lived their lives like Tyler Milner, who were sitting there like at a 3-point spread, thinking to themselves, "All right, dog, if I had the under." Like I'm sitting pretty right now when he scored this touchdown, but oh, I took the over. Damn, we just lost this thing, and then they took it right back, and somebody won some money, and somebody was hot, smoking hot. But it was a great game to kick things off, Clint.
Look, I thought it was an unbelievable game. I mean, that's as close to a playoff atmosphere that you're going to have out of the gate in literally the first game of the NFL season. A lot of times. at least my expectations. A lot of times you got teams that haven't played much football, got their superstars, their starters, haven't played much in the preseason. And so it's a little bit of a slow start. You know, maybe guys aren't as into it as they are later in the season, knowing that they've got a 17, 18-week season counting a bye week. But last night, I know for me it was appointment television. And once I sat down in front of that TV, I was on the edge of my seat damn near the entire game. You could tell the look in Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes' eyes. The game just it didn't appear to me to look like they were just like, oh man, let me knock the rust off, man. Let me
damn
get
sure
this season
Lamar
started.
Would.
Nah, the intensity was through the roof. The sense of urgency was through the roof, and it ended up being a hell of a football game, man. So yeah, Ron, that was big time, man. That's the way you kick off a damn NFL season right there.
Yeah, man, and the implications could be big. Like that big toe being out could be a huge thing down the line determining where games are played. I sent that tweet out last night that was fun. I hope we get to see this game again. I hope we get to see this matchup again. But for the Ravens, it could and potentially have to take place back in Arrowhead again because of this game. We'll see how things go. Obviously, there's 16 more to go, but you know, you get a head-to-head win, and there's only one bye and where these games get played. So that was a potential opportunity that the Ravens missed there in that game yesterday.
Yeah, look, I think it was that's the missed opportunity is the theme of the entire game. Yes, as you see it in terms of the whole season, it could end up being the loss that keeps them from the bye or home field advantage or all of the above. But if you just watch the game, to me, you know when you're playing Pat Mahomes and you get opportunities, you got to get seven. You know when you're playing Pat Mahomes and you get opportunities to make big plays, you got to go make them. You can't have penalties. You can't have things holding you back. You know when you're playing Pat Mahomes, you can't afford to waste all of your second half timeouts on defense early in the second half.
They were stuck with one timeout.
Yeah, man. And you know, you look at Lamar Jackson and as much as you talk about, he is the MVP, guys. I mean, it's so hard to watch watch football in general.
Clint, that was one of the best games I've watched Lamar. He almost had 400 yards of total offensive.
It's unbelievable. And it's important how he did it, too. One, against a great defense. But it's important. I mean, they were using his legs both you know, on platform, in scheme, as well as.
But he was dipping.
He got sometimes where he was dipping. So that's how you. Now, you would like for him to be protected more. You'd like for him to not have to dip so much. And when he does run and take hits, it's by design. So I think they couldn't protect as well as they thought they were going to be able to protect up front, which, thank the Lord, you got a Lamar Jackson in that kind of situation. But even if you get down to Lamar Jackson, you know, the miss go route down the sideline where Zay Flowers had a couple of steps beyond man coverage, and he underthrew it a little bit, and it ends up being a good defensive play. The miss on Zay across the middle and down there would have kept a drive alive, may have even scored, but would have definitely kept a drive alive inside the red zone. The missed touchdown late, obviously, to Zay Flowers, where it was more of a miscommunication. He thought he was going to settle, and Zay kept running. You know, those are the kind of things, man, that you just cannot afford to do in, you know, three or four or five of the games that you play a year. Those are going to be the difference in the game. And when Pat Mahomes and now this Chiefs defense, when they're the team across the field from you, you just cannot afford to make those kind of mistakes.
I'm interested from you because sometimes, and over the years, we've had conversations about plays in which – like, hey man, that guy was wide open. How did he miss him? Or I remember one time, Odell's dad sent in some videos, trying to crush Baker Mayfield, and you're like, nah, man, dude, when you're playing quarterback, you're not even looking that way. Like, yeah, it's fun to put somebody open when the first two reads are on the other side of the field. A lot of people thought three of the throws at the end that Lamar could have made. The first one to Likely in which he got injured where he was pushed out.
Yep.
The one that everyone's talking about with Zay Flowers. And then well, at least those two. Because that last one was probably the best throw he made of the three. But those two, are those throws in which you look at it, because a lot of people are saying, yeah, Lamar played great, but those two right there, those are throws that almost anybody could have made. Were those tougher throws? Because in the postgame, he said he wasn't even looking at Zay Flowers. That's not who that ball was intended for. He said it was intended for Bateman, and he saw him late.
Well, it looks a lot worse to us because you just think, man, how are you not looking at him the whole time? He's running across there by himself, you know, where in reality he's going through a progression, and when he locks eyes with whoever he was throwing through to typically, you know, that's he don't realize he's been open, and he's open 10 yards deep, especially down there in the end zone. So you're just – that to me, that was a communication. The likely injury miss, that was a big miss. That was a really
– first one, yeah.
But here's – and as good as Lamar Jackson is, Ron, there's a handful of guys, you know, that play the game the way that Lamar Jackson plays the game at the NFL level. It's not easy, man. It's you got to have a freakish amount of ability. And it's when you play the game, like last night, when I talk about the runs that were in scheme, that has got to be the identity of what Baltimore does, right? But they've got to find a way to limit him having to run around out of scheme, because when you're constantly having to run around and run for your life and try to make a big play here, and you're trying to run with your legs and nothing is in scheme, man, things are moving 9,000 miles an hour. You know what I mean? The thought of just quiet mind, quiet feet, boom, here comes Zay Flowers across there, just put it in his chest, lead him, don't lead him.
Chris Jones breathing down your neck. By the way, how do we come up with that? Two plays in a row, Justice Hill, one-on-one, Chris Jones. Mm. Now, Lamar was helping him, but that's the other thing that I looked at when I'm like, yeah, I think, look, yes, Lamar is a great player and has got to make those throws. But, I mean, he wasn't just sitting back there just with a clean pocket. No. He's out here trying to – he was running back and forth trying to avoid Chris Jones and Justice Hill.
Look, he did everything he could, but the thing is like early on you could tell they couldn't protect, so they're trying to throw the quick game. They're trying to throw the screen game, and you can only get so much mileage out of that. You couldn't protect him well enough to throw the deep ball a lot of the time. And so he did everything that he possibly can. But when we're talking about the Baltimore Ravens as a Super Bowl favorite, Super Bowl contender – like we've got to understand, like when you've got to ask Lamar Jackson to play that kind of football, as good as he is, you literally, I mean, it's so difficult to go from Chris Jones is breathing down my neck, here comes this defender, here comes that defender, let me move, let me shake, let me do this, to quiet mind, quiet feet, let me deliver this football. It's so difficult to do that, and even as good as Lamar Jackson is, he's going to have hiccups along the way. And so that's why it's if you can do it inside the scheme, it's going to help you a lot more than just, hey, man, Lamar went out there and made plays. Now, it's a lot easier said than done, right? I mean, because the Chiefs' defense is absolutely – one of the best things that I've seen the Chiefs do was when they started just going, hey, Chris Jones, you have the freedom to tap anybody on their shoulder and say –
he's been doing that for about 2 years now.
I want your seat. Yeah. I want your seat.
He chooses who he wants to go against.
Well, you talk about Justice Hill. Like, it makes it impossible for an offensive line to zero in on him.
And he'll wait to the last second.
Absolutely.
He
this ball was snapped a couple times.
Offside.
He was standing up.
I thought
up.
He might have been offsides almost.
He wasn't
but he
even
was
ready.
No. And did it to the other guy next to him.
And a couple of times he actually got blocked because he wasn't ready. But, boy, when the confusion that causes and the mismatches that it creates, because the offense cannot be right when you're doing that. You just can't stand up there and react to everything that Chris Jones is doing until the play clock runs out. So it's that's tremendous what they were able to do last night, whether they're getting mismatches or they're just making the Ravens sit deep in that play clock. That was good defensive stuff.
You know, I'm watching that last night, and you look at it from a Texans lens, and 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in always with this as well. Now, we know, like, those two teams are arguably, and they have been, they were last year, but those two teams were the top of the AFC. When you think about the AFC, that's the top of the AFC, the Ravens and the Chiefs. I think many people looked at them, maybe throw the Bengals in there, maybe throw the Texans in there, maybe throw the Jets in there or the Bills. But those are the teams at the top of the AFC. When you watched that game yesterday, did you get a sense that I feel good that the Texans belong with that group. Did you get it? Did you watch that and get a sense that, yep, the Texans could have played in that game. The game would have gone, the Texans could have been in that game like the Ravens were against the Chiefs. The Texans could have played with the Ravens that way. Did you get a sense of that feel watching that?
No. No, I'm not there yet. I need to see some action with the and that's not a knock on the Texans. That is last night what we watched was cream of the crop, best available in the AFC.
So you watched that, you weren't thinking Texans are there.
I'm hoping they are,
but you just need.
But no, I'm not. No. I mean that because you're talking about two defenses that were
we don't like that.
Yeah, well, I don't either, D'Amico. We'll see. I mean, you get to show it to me. Show it to me before I bring it to the airways. I'll tell you that. I don't see it, Ron. I haven't seen it. I can't go out on that limb yet because what we saw last night, I mean, that was big time, man. That was Super Bowl caliber football being played on both sides of the football. It was one team that's been there, done it, it was very comfortable in that kind of game, had a two-score lead, took advantage of some mistakes, and then it was another team that just refused to go away with a couple of players that are just absolutely elite. You know, the defenses were tremendous. I gotta see the Texans get there, man.
I
hope like hell they are.
I think absolutely on paper they are. What I watched yesterday, on paper, if you watch it, you sit there and you say, all right, on paper, like, I think that the Texans could score with the Chiefs and the Ravens. Like, on paper, when you look at it, you think they've got the weapons. Like, I look at them, they clearly, to me, have better weapons than the Ravens. All around, and the Ravens didn't even really use. Now they got Lamar, but they didn't really use Henry a lot. But you look at it, you say, yeah, those weapons match. I can even look at the Chiefs and say they've got the weapons that match that. Now I don't know about and defense too. I feel like those defenses. It seems like the parts on paper could hang in there. Now the experience those two teams have, the wars those quarterbacks and coaches have been through in these big games are something that they don't have on paper. But on paper, I was looking, I was saying, yes, like you, we'll see when they play. But if you just look at it, if you just say, I'm like, yeah, they can match up with them. They can match up with those teams. And to me, if I'm a Texans fan, I watch that and I think, yeah, I can't wait till we play those two teams later in December to see where we stand at it. Now, we may get new evidence against the Colts and come in here Monday and be like, that on paper stuff is garbage because when they went down there, like, you know, I don't think they'd be able to hold Derrick Henry or Pacheco down because of what Taylor did to him. But at least on paper to me, they look. To me, it felt like, yeah, the Texans can hang with these two teams.
Oh, I think on paper, yeah. No, on paper, they'll stack up with anybody in the damn league. I mean, there ain't no doubt about it. But what I watched last night wasn't paper. You know what
there's some added stuff. It's clearly two teams that have been through the wars.
There's two teams there again. One that just expects to win the third in a row, and another one that is. Yeah, I hear you. And another one that is
we got to address him.
Unbelievably frustrated that he hasn't, stepped over that hurdle yet in terms of getting to a Super Bowl. So I hope like hell. And on paper, yes, you are. And I'll be honest with you, I expect them to be. But I mean, do I think right now? Would I bet on it right now? No, I got to see. I got to see a little something.
Like, listen, I'll be honest. Some of you may disagree, and that's fine. But last year, whenever they stepped on the field with the Ravens, there was no point either one of the games that I think they were going to win.
Yeah.
Like even the playoff game after what they did to the Browns, when they stepped on the field and you saw their dudes and your dudes, I said, like Baltimore is going to have to shoot themselves in the feet in the foot for them. To win. Someone texted in and said, Clint, I agree with you. I think our defense could have played in that game depending on our cornerback situation. The big question is our offensive line. Can they play against those defenses? And, I mean, those are question marks. And I think we'll learn a lot of those question marks coming up tomorrow, coming up on Sunday.
That's another good takeaway, localizing that particular game. It was clear Baltimore's offensive line is not – I mean, they're in trouble against Kansas City. I think they're going to be fine during the regular season. And as they work some things out.
I think the Texans' offensive line, I feel more comfortable about them than I do the Ravens right now. Now, we'll have to see. But yeah. Just with the guys they've got up there.
Yeah, we'll have to see about that. Kansas City's front is clearly a problem, and it starts with Chris Jones. And that's what I've always talked about, man. You get that interior defensive lineman. Hell, he bounced outside half the time. But that interior defensive lineman that can just cause problems like that, like to that degree, it is hard to figure it out, yeah. Man.
And they're going to add – they're going to add Charles Omenihue when he recovers from his knee injury as well. That's where the strength of that defense is. All right, coming up, some important news here for the game on Sunday that I think is in help to the Texans' chances of winning. We'll pass that note along to you. And there's one thing that I took away from that game yesterday that I think could spark a conversation about the Houston Texans. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
As we continue live here on this Football Friday, people out there, let me know. I apologize on YouTube and Twitch. Apparently, all you could see was my chin and nipples the entire way, and I apologize. If you let me know, Tyler, let me know out there.
I'll let you know every week, brother.
If it's pulled up there.
Hey, you got some nice nipples, man. You might show them things off, baby.
They run hard.
I'll show mine if you show yours.
But no, you just show yours. So I got no way to see it. So, but I apologize, and the folks will let me know. Hey, man, we only seeing your nose. We only seeing your crotch or whatever it is. I do want to pass.
Don't
this
put
note.
It on your crotch now. You be. I mean,
I'm just saying, if it's low,
that'd be hateful to some of us others now.
That'd be low. Well, that lady in Cleveland. That's why I get stopped in the PSA line. Anyway, I do want to pass this along. One, we are live here at East River 9. Come on out. I mean, listen, the bar is starting to get set up. I see people ordering drinks. This lady behind the bar looks like she's about to make some real serious drinks to get people wired up on this Friday. And the staff is great, so come on out. Good food, good drinks as well, and your chance to win a foursome round here at East River 9. They've got 9 holes. You got a chance to have you and three of your other friends and your peoples to come out and play around here. So all you got to do is enter and write your name in our raffle, and you'll have a chance to win that. So come on out and have a good time. I want to pass this note along, and I think this is helpful to the Texans, but does take away something we talked about potentially wanting to evaluate, and that is Josh Downs. Josh Downs, the slot receiver for the Colts, has been ruled out of this game with an ankle injury. He was trying to get in, but he is not going to be able to make it, Clint. He is ruled out with an ankle injury. So they're down a weapon there, down a slot receiver for the Colts there in Josh Downs. So wanted to pass that note along. We'll give you the rest of the injury report. Things to be looking pretty good for the Texans in this thing, but Josh Downs is out. All right, Clint, I'm watching yesterday's game, Tyler as well, and one thing for me was established. Now, I think Baltimore has got a little bit more to get through with their team, and the score of the game kind of dictated it. But you could see, Clint, I think Baltimore knows full well who they are offensively for the most part, what they want to do, and I think we'll see more of Derrick Henry and the ground and pound and running it, you know, down teams' throats like they want to do. And then we see the Chiefs. We know they want to get it outside. They put it in Pat's hands, a lot of quick stuff. They use the speed of Worthy. They use all of these things in the middle of the field. They want to get the ball out. We know exactly who the Chiefs are offensively. Going into this right now, do you feel like you know the clear offensive identity of the Houston Texans? Do you feel confident that you know exactly who they are? And do you think who you believe they are is matching to what Bobby Slowick and D'Amico Ryans believes their offense is?
Let me unpack that.
Because it's two different things there. Because I think there could be a thing that D'Amico and Bobby wants them to be, but does that match exactly who they actually are?
Whether it's D'Amico or Bobby or whether they admit it or not, I mean, they've got to run the football better than they did last year if they're going to win football games. If they're going to compete and legitimately be a Super Bowl caliber team. And ultimately, if they're going to end up being fair to C.J. Stroud and giving him a real chance to win Super Bowls and not just put up numbers, they're going to have to run the football well. And that's going to have to be not their identity, because C.J. Stroud and these explosive weapons are clearly the identity. But I think the way that identity becomes a Super Bowl caliber identity is the run game taking that next step. And it's interesting because with Houston, like, I don't ever see – I shouldn't say ever because I don't know Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs inside. We hadn't seen them play against the likes of Chris Jones and, heck, some of the guys you're going to see this weekend. But I feel like you're going to be able to protect well enough for CJ to sit back there and make decisions and be highly effective in the pass game. I really do. I feel like they're going to be that idea. That's who they're going to be when it comes down to it. That's how they're going to win and lose ball games. But we'll go back to that atmosphere and the level of play that we watched last night. If you're going to stay on the field with either one of them teams, you cannot be one dimensional. You don't have Lamar Jackson. You cannot be one dimensional. You've got to run the football better. So I don't know if that answers your question. I don't know exactly who the Texans are right now because I believe
that's the thing is I'm not sure. I feel like we all believe we know who they should be.
Yeah.
But like I would not be surprised at all if they came out and said, "Damn it, we got Joe Mixon and we are going to establish this run. We are going to we want the running game to be better." See, I think it's a difference. I think you're saying you want the running game to be improved to complement the pass.
And there's that would be the identity.
And I agree with that. I'm not 100% certain that they're not thinking like, hey, we are going to be completely balanced and we can run it and we can throw it. I don't know that they are that. Like, to me, their game and their start should mirror what it was in the playoff game, and that was first play. Let's go right down the field and put the ball in CJ's hands. I think it needs to improve, but I wouldn't be surprised if they have a bigger emphasis on running the football in this game than I think maybe of us do.
I hope that all Texans fans right now that we can all answer your question with no, Ron, we don't know who Houston is. Because I hope that Joe Mixon comes out and proves to be that difference maker. This offensive line has taken a step in the run game, and we can all sit back and go, damn, we didn't see this coming. We knew they'd be better. We didn't see this coming. So hopefully that's where we're at.
The hope is that they're balanced. I don't know that. I don't know that. I think they got to have that ball in C.J. Stroud's hands.
When it matters, they ain't going to be balanced. But we got to be complimentary.
Speaking of C.J. Stroud, C.J. Stroud – it's been back and forth with the Colts for a lot of the offseason, particularly the guys on their defense. I think it's continued to be that. C.J. Stroud has not stopped talking trash. Hear what he had to say about Indy coming up next.
We're going to get your flowers for sure.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back here on a Football Friday. Football Friday, thanks to our good friends at Academy Sports.
That's right.
As they help us hold it down all year long. And this is just the first one. This is the first Football Friday.
We will be
doing this until this Texan season ends. So a good spot here. And this won't be the last time we are here at the great spot here. I'm telling you, get on out here. East River 9, it is fantastic. And when you get out here, and I'm telling you, in the 4 o'clock hour, if you are standing here, fellas, you got a chance to win a foursome round here. All you got to do is sign your name, put it in that raffle box there, and we'll be giving that out in the 4 o'clock hour. So get here, come out, have a good time, have some drinks, have some good food, and enjoy yourself out here. All right, I have on purpose not listened to this.
because I wanted to hear this fresh and live. At first, I almost thought I already did. I almost accidentally heard it, but it was some of the other talking that CJ had done. But this is one I haven't heard. So
this is in reference to everything we talked about today. It's in reference to the bulletin board material that I talked to. I didn't know that he had responded, apparently he has. And I heard this on the way home last night. I said, Ron got to hear this one.
Yeah, I got to. Tyler, have you heard it yet?
Well, yeah, I had to go get it and, you know, edit it up and stuff, so I've heard it.
I wouldn't have.
Let him know, Tyler. This stuff doesn't edit itself.
I would have I do the work for you. It's no big deal, though.
I would have just slashed off the front and the end if I didn't want to hear it.
That would have been a good strategy.
And just let it roll in because I want to catch it right now live. All right, listen up. This is your quarterback, C.J. Stroud, going into this game against the Indianapolis Colts, continuing to speak for himself and his team.
But y'all know what time it is, though.
Uh-oh. You dropped it.
Oh, you want me to drop? Okay.
But I guarantee if I went to the Colts or, like a weak city, he would not be here.
And he be talking about me all the time, and I know he going to see this. I ain't tripping.
Who?
Zaire Franklin from the Colts.
Hey, from Philly?
He said something the other day. It was, like, on a podcast. He said that in person. I said something to him, like, talking mess. I'm like, I don't remember that, to be real. Like, we was at the Super Bowl. I seen him, and somebody asked us to take a picture together, so we took a picture together. I think I was just, like, talking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just on some cool shit. Like, we off the field. I'm not really tripping off you, bro.
So he was capping on the podcast.
I don't think he was capping. I might have said something, but it rubbed in the wrong way. But you know, y'all Philly niggas a little sensitive, man. You know? The thing that I don't agree with all these podcasts these players have, my boy EJ, Speed, and I tell him this to his face. I ain't tripping. But like, a lot of dudes come to these podcasts, like, oh yeah, I'm coming to hit. I'm gonna hit CJ in his face. I'm gonna get him next year. Like, where I'm from, we say, why ain't you ain't do something where you was mad at? You was mad right there, my do something.
Right.
You could have made hella plays, bro. You could have made plays, dog. Right. You could have shut me up right there, but you didn't. And we played him first game of the year. Yeah. We played him at their place. It's gonna be rocking. Indy hates me already, and I love it.
Mm. Oh my!
How you feeling better?
Oh my! I love that! I love it!
I knew Tyler would love it.
Let's go!
Hey man, just
say it
with your chest,
Colts.
CJ said it with his. I just hope that the Houston Texans are ready to cash those checks, because it ain't gonna just be him cashing them, having to cash them. Like, listen, I kind of pushed a bit earlier in the offseason against bulletin board material. If it was real, it felt a little more harmless. But I've clearly heard how the members of the Colts linebacking corps, and he's talking directly to them. That's who he's talking to.
Said both of them's names.
Yeah, he did. It's not he's talking to somebody on the offense. Like, he's talking to Anthony, like, that he don't get to see. He talking to these fellas right here and there. Listen, you just hope that he's right and that he and his team can back it up. I believe he's going to come through it and can back it up. But can his team go ahead and cash them checks that he's right? That's an approach.
Well, look, that's an approach. To me, there's several things here. Number one, after hearing that, there's no doubt about it that C.J. Stroud said whatever he said in passing to Zaire Franklin. Now, he may have thought that Zaire's sensitive and he took it serious and it wasn't serious.
I'm still talking in this game.
Whatever. Right. There's clearly, which I'm cool with. Okay, there clearly is some. CJ isn't just an innocent bystander that people are taking shots at because he had a good year last year. Like, in this situation here, CJ's clearly involved, first of all, which, again, nothing wrong with it. I enjoy a little friendly trash talking, if you know what I mean. But I tell you the other thing, Ron, you mentioned the other day when we brought this up, or maybe it was B. Scott. I think maybe it was B. Scott. That the Zaire Franklin stuff, maybe that was just, you know, this new generation, just, you know, talking a little bit of smack and kind of some friendly talk, trash talking. And I, you may be right, B. Scott, but you may be right. Listen to that right there. It sounds to me like C.J. Stroud is all right and cool with Speed.
But Zaire Franklin.
It didn't seem like he had that It didn't seem like he had that same approach with old buddy from Philly. Old boy from Philly. Zaire Franklin that sensitive. Where I'm from, we make, you know, I don't know. I get a sense that there's a little bit more than just, you're my boy. We kick it in the off season. Ha ha. We talk a little bit of trash, and it went public.
Are we gonna get
this
your flowers?
This seems to be a little bit deeper than that.
Oh boy, yeah. This is deep. It's gonna be some talking. It's gonna be some talking in this game. You love it, like Tyler. You love this from your quarterback.
Yeah, you love
your quarterback with this approach.
Yes, I mean it's just like me. When you know you're really damn good at what you do at your job, let them know. Let them hang. I love it.
Yeah,
it's an approach.
I agree with you, Tyler. As long as you can back it up,
this is absolutely, and the other 52.
Yeah. As long as they can back it
up. That's what I'm saying. Right. The other 52, because I just want to make sure that the checks you're cashing that Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs can go ahead and back that up.
Yeah, I just, this is you're right, man.
That's what I'm saying because like DeForest Buckner and EJ Speed and all them boys in that front seven that they're going to have to deal with, they was already peaked and ready to go. There's clearly something extra that they're bringing to the table to this thing.
Yeah, that's better be able to back it up, man.
Kenyon's excited about his last – playing his first game in over a year.
Yeah, Kenyon don't need no help getting Buckner fired up, right? I mean, it's
text line, I love this as long as they win.
Yeah,
I bet you do.
Look, I'm with you, and this is the key. If you had 2 or 3 years of 10 plus wins, and you know, just dabbling in the playoffs each year, I could see it. My problem is that you rose so quickly last year, that we might want to just spend our time getting comfortable in this company instead of pissing folks off. That's all. That's just where I'm at.
Can I say this? This is where I wonder about it. Is like I'm good with you. Like, hey, Deion does his deal. That's Deion, man. That's Deion since we've ever seen Deion. Deion gonna talk. Deion gonna do what he does. Maybe CJ been hiding this guy for a long time. But where was this guy? Where did this
guy? Ohio State. Kind of came out of nowhere.
Where did this guy come at Ohio State last year? Did you see this guy?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I know he's.
It happened on Radio Row at Super Bowl.
I'm just saying, I'm cool. Like you've been talking, like that's cool. People talk. That's do you? I'm just saying, man. You came out of. You've been Tom Brady this whole time. We've seen you on a national stage, and all of a sudden, you didn't slid out to Dion.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I know he can back it up. I know he's dude. I think they got several guys do this. You put on everybody else.
Yep.
And hey, listen, maybe he's challenging these cats. Hey, come with me. Come roll with me. But this has added something to this game. This has added something to this game. From the text line, come on, Ryan. Nothing wrong with the greatest players have always talked a little trash. Yeah, listen, as I said, I didn't say nothing wrong with it. My thing is, this feels like a new part of your personality or something. This feels like a little bit of a change. Maybe, as I said, been hiding it. Maybe this is and I'm not saying you need to be like everybody else, but this is.
Yeah, no.
This was not the approach at all.
Do you just be able to back it up? And the fact of the matter is, it's a huge shift from who they were, like who he was, and who they were last year to this year with this kind of stuff going on. Which that's human nature. It happens when you go win a rookie of the year, two rookies of the year actually, and you win 10 ball games, you get the second round of the playoffs, and you live that 1 year of life. Things should change for you. You better be able to back it up. You know, you just hope it's not the whole.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, the team's a little bit better.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
I don't know. What's the breaking news, Tyler?
Holy hell!
It's Astros breaking news for you, Houston, on a football Friday, but we got some baseball breaking news. Brian McTaggart and others reporting it is a miracle. Kyle Tucker has been reinstated for the Houston Astros off of the 60-day injured list. His shin bone is healed, people! Let's go!
Yeah,
I've been waiting to hear that. I wanted to hear.
Is he in the lineup?
We don't know yet. We probably don't know yet. I would imagine, knowing the Astros, he goes right on in there. If Diaz, Litmus Diaz, can be brought on the team and get right in the lineup that first day, then damn it, Kyle Tucker can be brought to this team
and
be put immediately in. If Ben Gamel can come in on his first day and start, Kyle Tucker can come in on his first day and start. I cannot wait to see the lineup and where he is and what it looks like. But if you have if you just missed this, on a Football Friday presented by the good people at Academy Sports, the Houston Astros have their MVP candidate from earlier this year, the guy that has been their best hitter the last 2 years, their best player the last 2 years, back on the team. We'll see if he's in the lineup. But Kyle Tucker, finally, since June 3rd, it is September 6th, he has not played since June 3rd on that deep bone bruise that was a bone bruise to a deep bone bruise.
It was a fracture.
To a fracture, to a slight fracture, to it was deep. It was hard to see with the imaging. He is back on the field for this series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So if you're going out there tonight, if you got tickets, you get to see Kyle Tucker. How about that?
Come on, baby.
That's big news. I just wanted to be surprised.
First week of September, just like he told you, Ron.
Yeah.
First week of September, Tucker's back in the lineup.
I mean, you mentioned it.
Bregman's still playing third base. All that, you lost all that damn sleep over worry, and here we are.
Yeah. Finally. He was eventually going to get that right. I mean, you threw out enough dates. He's eventually going to get that thing right. All right, more on the latest breaking news as a big boost for the Astros tonight. Kyle Tucker is back. We'll look at how the NFL started last night. The Chiefs and the Ravens. Do you feel more that it's more likely that the Chiefs potentially win their third straight, or do you think they're a little bit more vulnerable this year? And we'll get you caught up on the Texans and Colts injury updates. All of that coming up as we are live here on the road at East River 9 here in downtown. Come hang out with us right here live on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.